Good morning. A dedication begins. Buddha nature pervades the whole universe, revealing right here now. Wait, that's very straightforward. Buddha nature, our nature, is revealed right here now. And yet, we often do things, become entangled in habits that make us miss who and what this life, this that we are, is. Miss being who we are. So among the forms of practice that support and encourage us are precepts, pure precepts, grave precepts. So I'll mention two of the 10 grave precepts are the sixth precept, which is not speaking of the faults of others, and the seventh precept, not praising self and degrading others. Of course, from the beginning, this is a faultless dharma, and yet we find ourselves caught up sometimes in habits of speaking, thinking, believing faults, whether they're so-called others or so-called ourselves, whether we praise ourselves and put down others or praise others and put down ourselves. All of that leads us to miss this, as the verse says, self-nature inconceivably wondrous. Self-nature inconceivably wondrous. Faultless dharma. Undifferentiated dharma. And yet if we believe the thoughts, the speaking that we get entangled in, then we believe faults and shortcomings of others. We praise and degrade self or others, and we make trouble. So in a way, this is part of our practice, to notice how and where this arises in our life. Not because we need to judge from it, but because it entangles us in ways that blinds us to who we are. Today in America, we celebrate Father's Day. A month ago, or a little less than a month ago, or maybe a little more than a month ago, we celebrated Mother's Day. This is appreciating the support and nurturing that we received from parents, from teachers, from grandparents, from the various realms and forms of the universe that nurture us. And at the same time, we get to notice if we entangle in speaking of the faults or shortcomings of others, putting some up and some down. It's fine to notice that we do that, but if we entangle in that, it blinds us to appreciating the myriad dharma supports and roots that our life of this moment, our opportunity of this moment, manifests, is, was, so to speak. In dharma practice, we also appreciate all sorts of ancestors, I know I am particularly appreciative of the many myriad Dharma supports and roots that made it possible for me to encounter and practice, live the Dharma to the ability and capacity that I have. And I want to especially mention my Dharma grandfathers, Ramana Maharshi and Soenakagawa Roshi, and my Dharma fathers, so to speak, Edo Shimano Roshi and Taizan Maizumi Roshi, and Dharma mother, Joko Beck. This is in addition to the myriad Dharma teachers, which I recognize and appreciate, and I'm deeply grateful to, though I don't name them today. And we all have, calling them Dharma mothers, fathers, we calling them a father, mother. We have many parents and ancestors, teachers in various realms that it made us possible to be here and to be who we are. And at the same time, it's important to remember that appreciation, appreciating this life, appreciating their efforts, appreciating our opportunities, is in the midst of remembering the precepts of not elevating, not putting down, not getting entangled in faults of self or other, not believing them, because we are in the midst of this faultless Dharma, this Buddha nature pervades the whole universe. A contemporary Buddhist teacher, Buddhadasa Bhikkhu, reminds us, Nirvana is attained at any moment when there is no compounding. There is no compounding, as the Buddha says in the Bahiya Sutra, of therein, thereby, therefore, all the pervading universe that we cast aspersions upon by believing judgments, faults in the faultless universe. Let me go a little further with this by talking about Dharma ancestor that we all have, Wang Po, Master Wang Po. And I'm going to start by quoting a little bit from his transmission of mine, which begins, all Buddhas and living beings are, or sentient beings, are no different from one mind. In this one mind, there is neither arising nor ceasing, no name or form, no long or short. This transcends all limitations of name, word, and relativity, and it is as boundless as the great void. Only mind is Buddha, and Buddhas and sentient beings are not different. Buddhas and sentient beings are not different. That's all of us. All sentient beings grasp form and search outside themselves, which is what makes them sentient beings, makes us sentient beings. Using Buddha to seek Buddha, they thus use mind to seek mind. Practicing in this manner, even until the end of the ages, they cannot attend. They cannot attain. However, when thinking and discriminating suddenly are let go of, suddenly halt, Buddhas appear. Mind is Buddha, and Buddha is no different from sentient beings. Mind of sentient being does not decrease. The Buddha's mind does not increase. Say it differently. As sentient beings, this mind is not diminished. As Buddhas, this mind is not increased. This mind, which, what is he talking about? This mind itself, which is Buddha. This mind, this one mind, which all Buddhas and all living beings are only one mind, no other reality. No other reality. So this is Wang Po's teaching. This is a famous text of his. But let me talk a little more about Wang Po, because Wang Po was the teacher of Lin Ji, and I want to show a little bit about how he teaches, which is in a way different than the text, and in a way exactly the same as the text that I just read. In a sense, this is appreciating grandfathers in the Dharma. Lin Ji, who at that time wasn't called Lin Ji, came to Wang Po's community and practiced there. And he had been practicing there for 3 years, till finally one day the senior monk of the community came to him and asked him, "How long has it been that you've been here?" And he says, 3 years. And he says, "Have you asked any questions of the master, Wang Po, in Sanzen?" And he says, "No, I don't even know what to ask." So the senior said to him, "Why don't you ask, quote, what is the deep meaning of the Buddha Dharma?" So Lin Ji, his name at that point was Yixuan, but we'll just stay with the Lin Ji, which is the name we know him as. So he went to the Sanzen to ask the question, but before he finished even asking the question, Wang Po struck him with the staff. You know, when sometimes I'm in Sanzen, I hold a stick. That's what he's talking about. When Lin Ji returned, the senior asked him, "What was the abbot's reply?" And he said, "Before I finished my question, the abbot struck me. I really don't understand why." So the senior again said, "Go again and ask the same question." So he did that. He returned, and again Wang Po struck him. Three times he asked, and three times he was struck by Wang Po. So he said to the senior, "I was urged by you to go, but was beaten by the master. I'm sorry, my own obstructing karma does not allow me to understand the profound doctrine. Now I want to go away." So the senior said, "Fine if you leave, but before you go, say goodbye to the master." And then the senior went to the master and said, "In spite of his youth, the questioning monk is remarkable, and if he comes to bid you farewell, please receive him helpfully, because one day he could be a large tree sheltering practitioners all over the country." So when Lin Ji went to Wang Po said, "There's no need for you to go far. Just go down to the riverbank and call on Da Yu, who will tell you everything." So Lin Ji went, and he arrived at Da Yu. And Dayu asked him, "Where do you come from?" And Lin Ji said, "From Wang Po." And Dayu said, "What were Wang Po's words?" And Lin Ji replied, Three times I asked about the deep meaning of the Buddha Dharma and was beaten three times. I do not know if I was wrong or how I was at fault. Dayu said, Wang Po had so great a compassionate heart and only wanted to release you from the distress, and yet you come here asking whether you were wrong or right. Upon hearing this, Linji had an awakening. And he said, Wang Po's Buddha Dharma is not very big. Thereon, Dayu grasped him and said, you bedwetting little devil, you asked me if you were wrong or not, and now you say Wang Po's Buddha Dharma is not so much. What have you seen? Speak quickly. Immediately, Linji struck Dayu three times below the ribs. Pushing him away, Dayu said, your master is Wang Po. Don't bother me. So Linji left Dayu and returned to Wang Po. So when he came back, Wang Po said, oh, you going and coming will have no end. Linji replied, I return because of your compassionate heart, which has given me great help. Saying this, Wang Po said, where do you come from? From Dayu, where you kindly ordered me to go. What were Dayu's words and sentences? So Linji told him what had happened. Wang Po said, what a babbler that old man Dayu is. He's a garrulous old grandmother. So, Wang Po said, what have you seen? Next time I see Dayu, Wang Po said, must give him a painful beating. Linji responded, why wait until next time? Why not now? And he slapped Wang Po. Wang Po said, this mad fellow is stroking a tiger's whisker. So Linji gave a shout and Wang Po said, go away. He called his attendant and said, take this mad fellow back to the meeting hall. So what do we make of that? Interesting. Interesting. In a way, can you connect what I just read, which is the account of Wang Po Linji, with Wang Po's all Buddhas and all sentient beings are only one mind, only one mind, no other reality? This mind from beginninglessness has never been born and never passed away. This mind itself is Buddha. Buddhas, as sentient beings, this mind is not diminished. As Buddhas, this mind is not increased. In a way, grandmotherly kindness, praise grandmotherly kindness, criticize. There's myriad ways that our parents, ancestors in the Dharma support and nurture us. And it's up to us, in a way, on opportunities like Father's Day, Mother's Day, Ancestor's Day, to appreciate this faultless Dharma that supports and nurtures us and makes it possible for us to live who and what we are, and also to manifest our practice in our relationship with all sorts of other beings, in our relationship with everyone we encounter. That's really what's up there for us in our practice. Manifesting this in everyone, in everything, in every encounter that we have. Manifesting our practice, manifesting who we are, and noticing where our habits or tendencies blind us. Using that noticing, of caught and self-centered dream, that noticing of holding to self-centered thoughts, to nurture us in being just this moment, being just this mind that we and all beings share, this faultless universe that we have the opportunity to manifest and to serve. Thank you.